This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salama radiallahu anha came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day and she was very worried. She said that our Lord mentions in the Quran the men all the time, but he doesn't mention the women. Does this mean that the women don't have good? And also Asma bint Umays, when she came back from her hijrah, from her migration to Habasha, to Abyssinia during that time, with her husband Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhum, when she came back with him, she also had the same question as well. Why are the men mentioned and the women aren't mentioned in the Quran? And as soon as the question was asked, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he received the revelation from Allah, the verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ, indeed, the Muslim male and the Muslim female, وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and the male believers and the female believers, وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ, and the obedient men and the obedient women, وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ, and the truthful men and the truthful women, وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ, and the patient men and the patient women, وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ, and the humble men and the humble women, وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ, and the males who give charity and the females who give charity, وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ, and the men who fast and the women who fast, وَالْحَافِظِينَ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ, and the males who protect their private parts and the females who protect their private parts, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, and the men who remember Allah often and the women who do so as well. And as we read verses like this in the Quran, we need to stop and reflect and to contemplate. Allah has mentioned 10 different characteristics of the true believing men and the true believing women. It's upon us to ask ourselves, where are we from these characteristics? Which level am I in? And all of these characteristics that Allah has mentioned. Allah says at the end of the verse, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah has prepared for them مَغْفِرَةً, forgiveness, and a great reward. This story shows how keen the sahabiyat, the female companions, were when it came to their ajr, to the reward, and to their rights. And something very interesting about this is that in the Arabic language, just like many European languages as well, when you generalize and use the masculine form in the language, it includes both the men and the women. But this story shows us how keen the sahabiyat, the female companions, were when it came to getting their reward and getting their rights. The Prophet ﷺ, he said about men and women, إِنَّمَا النِّسَاءُ شَقَائِقَ الرِّجَالِ, that indeed the women are the counterparts of the men. They're equal. And the general principle in the Quran is this, that when Allah mentions in a masculine form, it includes both the men and the women. However, sometimes He'll mention the men and the women, and here, as the scholars of Tafsir said, what's meant is to put special focus and special emphasis about what's about to be said. An example, when Allah said in Surah An-Nahl, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ, that whoever does a good deed from a believing male or a believing female. What is this verse teaching us? The importance of iman, belief, and good deeds. And what is the result? What is the outcome? فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُمْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, we will surely cause them to live a good life, a life of peace and tranquility in this world, and then the life in Jannah in the hereafter.